With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Christian relief groups have been impacted by the end of USAID. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on this story.
The Trump administration's plan to gut USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, The White House.
But on the other side, many experts say there is great waste in USAID, where huge sums of money have been given to questionable groups under agencies in several nations. Also at SRNnews.com, Hamas has released three more male Israeli hostages.
We've seen on a weekly basis since the ceasefire came into place a kind of PR message, in a sense, from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other group holding the hostages, to send a message to the world that they are still there, that they are determined to be having a stake in Gaza's future, and that they've not been destroyed, as Benjamin Netanyahu said that they would be.
BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reporting. Former Israeli Parliament member Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network that Prime Minister Netanyahu is in the difficult situation of negotiating with Hamas.
Here's one of these moments where you've got to say a little blessing and thank the Lord that you are not the Prime Minister who has to make this call, because nobody wants to be in that position.
Investigators say the crew of the Army helicopter that collided with the American Airlines jet in Washington last month may have had inaccurate altitude readings in the moments before the crash and also may have not heard key instructions from air traffic controllers to move behind the plane. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. As SRN's Michael Harrington reports, teenagers are interested in Jesus.
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department is investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department is operating or opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Association. This comes after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males from competing against women in sports. This is SRN News. If you gave out a Valentine's Day card on Friday, you were in good company. The president gave out one to illegal immigrants on Friday.
The administration shared a Valentine's Day card on social media. It featured Mr. Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan's faces on a pink backdrop adorned with red hearts. The card had a warning message to illegal aliens hiding from ICE officers. It read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally, and we'll deport you."
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. The Trump administration has blocked the Associated Press from traveling with the president on Air Force One and also from covering at the Oval Office. It's part of the dispute over the Gulf of America. The AP says it will continue to call it Gulf of Mexico. New York State police have charged five people with murder in the killing of a man who authorities said died following repeated acts of violence and torture for more than a month. You'll find more on these stories and headlines at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.